Notre Dame Cathedral, Paris, France. In this post, I make an exception. In the fateful fire of 15th of April 2019, the wooden spire and the roof of the cathedral collapsed. As a result, the Notre Dame Cathedral, as we knew it, exists no more. But I write this post as Notre Dame continues to occupy a prime place on the World Heritage Canvas. In less than 24 hours of that devastating fire, worldwide support gushed in, proving the cathedral is not a slice of French heritage, but belongs to the World Heritage. UNESCO made an unambiguous declaration on its official website. It stands by France to safeguard this historic heritage of outstanding universal value. French billionaire François-Henri Pinault pledged €100 million to rebuild Notre Dame. French tycoon Bernard Arnault and his luxury goods group LVMH have pledged €200 million. During the week, similar monetary support has been pouring in from across the globe. So, let's talk about Notre Dame as our planet's landmark. My visit to Notre Dame Cathedral. After visiting Notre Dame in 2005, I went there again in 2017. I reached the cathedral one afternoon, hoping to get atop its towers. I wanted to shoot the chimeras and the gargoyles. But seeing the huge waiting crowd, I realized I would need to visit again. Inquiries reveal Duck the Line app could be useful. It goes by the names Gerfile or Out of the Line in some countries. It holds your place in the queue using a QR scan. Next morning, I reached early and got myself into the queue through the app. Soon enough, I was making my way up. First, through the lift, and then along the narrow winding stairs. Once on the roof, I figured why they called it Notre Dame de Paris, Our Lady of Paris. It almost seems to be watching over the city of Paris. I also realized the gargoyles were ornamental decorations for rain spouts. From the narrow passage around the towers, I got a gorgeous view of the spire and the wooden roof. Both collapsed in the 15th April fire. This devastating fire was a worldwide heartbreak. Inside Notre Dame. As I entered the cathedral from the west, I found myself in a massive nave. The ceiling height here was 35 meters. My eyes followed the rows of wooden pews until they reached the altar. All around, exquisite stained glass adorned its pointy arched windows. The atmosphere within was calming. While it is a religious place, I was awestruck by its architectural beauty and symmetry. The construction of Notre Dame Cathedral had started in 1160 CE and went on until 1260 CE. Later renovations added many of its elements. Its architecture is French Gothic. The sculptural decorations of its facade set it apart from the Romanesque style. The interior of this 128 by 48 meter cathedral is a cavernous rib vault. Notre Dame has a rich history over the centuries and it houses some rare treasures. I have not seen it, but Notre Dame houses Jesus' crown of thorns. Little wonder it attracted over 12 million visitors every year. The conflagration at Notre Dame Cathedral. The raging fire of 15th April devoured the 91-meter spire and the 35-meter high ceiling of the cathedral. It also damaged part of the stone ceiling. But the news is the firefighters were able to save a lot. The facade, towers, walls, buttresses, the organ, and the stained glass windows. They have removed the statues on the spire for cleaning. And they have managed to rescue many relics. As of now, Notre Dame Cathedral may not be welcoming visitors. But, with the already pledged worldwide support, the restoration may happen soon. While the time frame may be unclear, I hope the day it bounces back comes soon. Till then, I will remember this landmark seeing these images I shot.